Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. In the last broadcast of 2008, we're compiling a list of the best diving-themed movies, or a movie that has some diving element in it. So far, the list has included The Deep, The Abyss, Thunderball, Fool's Gold, Men of Honor, Into the Blue, Up Periscope, Down Periscope, Big Blue, Ocean Men, and Shark Water. CJ's in the studio, as well as Mermaid Angela, Mermaid Jen, Abby from Divers Alert Network, and, of course, Jimmy the Helper Boy, Single Scott from singlescott.com. And, of course, Bill, the producer, around
yeah,
our crew
baby.
In the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know. If we went around the entire room, has everybody made a suggestion? That's eight people right there. We have at least eight movies.
I would like to throw another one in to and make up for the fact that I said Down Periscope.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in either the Thomas Crown Affair, which only had a very short diving sequence, but he comes out of his wetsuit in a tuxedo. The Thomas Crown Affair.
Okay.
Or I would like to throw out The Hunt for Red October, which doesn't involve any actual diving, but he does jump into the ocean and then swim onto a submarine, which is terribly, terribly close.
Okay, so they're swimming, not necessarily diving.
Well, he gets into a submarine, and I don't know if it was really above water or not. He was awfully wet when he got in there.
All right, we'll add it to the list. Now, Jen, Mermaid Jen, had a suggestion there at the break. What was yours? Was that Arnold? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, Arnold. In True Lies, there was a bit of diving, and I believe also in The Italian Job, there was some rebreather action.
I will tell you what. True Lies should be on the list, if for nothing else, the Jamie Lee Curtis pole dancing sequence.
Oh, very nice.
Best thing Tony Curtis ever did,
yes.
And that includes the Operation Petticoat.
Okay, fair enough. All right, True Lies, yeah, there's a good scene of Arnold actually scuba diving under the ice, and then he comes out of the water out of a dry suit and has a tuxedo on and goes into a party. I remember that scene. Now, what was the other?
No, I think that was in Twins.
No, that was True Lies. Or Jingle Balls?
No,
it wasn't that.
That was Jingle All the Way.
What about Jingle All the Way?
What about Bikini Pirates?
Does Bikini Pirates? No, I'm not familiar with that one. Explain,
CJ. I think it was straight to DVD.
Yeah? Is that?
Yes. Am I the only fan of that?
Straight to your DVD.
I'm definitely a fan of Bikini Pirates, especially because me and some of the mermaids were partially casted. I don't know if that's rumor or not.
You guys are stunt doubles, right?
What's going on? You guys found
stunt doubles, exactly.
I thought that was Coral Reef.
Oh, boy. You guys found this on online, I'm guessing, right?
No.
Is that true?
That's the slippery eel you're thinking of.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, what do you... You have it pulled up there.
Here's
you're
what
about
I'm...
The, movie,
I, am,
right?
I am confused about the Bikini Pirates thing. Why is she wearing that as an eye patch?
It doesn't go there.
That's
not an eye.
Ah, no. No, somebody could lose an eye. Maybe that's how it happened.
No, you have it pulled up there. What does it say? What is the
description? I'm now watching the trailer to The Abyss. Let me get back to
it. You actually went from Bikini Pirates to The Abyss?
Well, there was no trailer for Bikini Pirates.
Oh, okay. You have to purchase it?
Yeah, you have to download the whole film.
Here it is.
You have to go purely from the description, is what you're saying.
While scuba diving, Jill's boyfriend, Dustin... it's lame.
All right, but there's diving in it, right?
They apparently... this guy finds a doubloon and... They have a seance, and they bring up, like, ghost pirates and stuff.
Oh, ghost pirates. That's totally realistic, right? That happen to you guys when you dive?
Ghost pirates?
Yeah, you don't come back with ghost pirates?
Later after happy hour.
Yes. How about the Curse of the Black Pearl? That's not actual diving, but they do walk on the bottom of the water.
Okay, so...
Okay. True to magic, yes.
Good
Pirates
point.
Of the Caribbean.
Well, if we're going to go piratey, then I have to say the Goonies. I mean, there was no actual diving, but, you know, the whole pirate scene and swimming
this
in the water
is completely
is awesome.
Changed. It was supposed to be your favorite dive movies.
Michael Phelps is my favorite scuba diver.
It has nothing to do with diving.
Oh, wait, I got one. How about O, since there were divers in Oath? That's not a movie, but it was awesome.
Oath? What?
How about
Oath?
Remember the divers in O?
Oh, it's a Broadway
How
show.
How about my cousin Vinny? I mean, what else are you guys going to name? You're totally off topic.
I got, let's look, yeah, we yeah, can yeah. put us back on track.
Yeah, come on. Leave it to the Dan, good diving safety coordinator, to keep us in
Here's
line
Here's my
here.
Favorite movie.
Yes, Abby?
Well, really any Dan safety film, but Dive Medicine for the Diver. Excellent.
Is that a film or a video?
Yes. Straight to video, but it's masterful.
Oh, so being that we've included soft porn, we can include
well, let
Dan
me just say, I did all
now.
My own stunts in the video. Amazing. Yes, CJ?
I'm
yes.
really, really surprised that no one has brought this one up yet.
Yeah.
Seeing as Abby starred in it.
What?
Oscar the Groper.
Oscar the Groper, exactly.
Hello, scubaradio.com.
Yes.
Directed by Greg the Dive Master.
Thank you.
I can't keep the paparazzo off of me, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Or the fish, for that matter.
Well, good point.
It was, what was that, Turks and Caicos?
That was Turks and Caicos, a little friendly grouper, got a little close to Abby. And next thing you know, we have a new film, new short film. I think we have to submit that for an Oscar. Literally.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Again, I did all my own stunts. Oscar. All my own stunts.
Yes, that was impressive.
Actually, there have been many stunts that I've done for Greg for the show.
There. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff online there on the website.
And, you know, thank goodness they make an ointment for that.
No!
It clears it right up. But you've starred in many documentary films.
I swam with Great Whites in my tail. I swam with the same video as Oscar the Groper, the same trip. I got out there and swam with some sharks.
Yes, shark dive. Yeah, I don't even know if we ever posted the shark stuff.
No, you didn't. No, I made sure to point it out because I said if I survive this little swim, then you owe me, and this better be posted for evidence that I actually have.
Well, there is another
the gills to do it.
There's a short film up there from one of our liveaboard trips where you. I think the quote is, she says, "My lips look amazing." Abby says that. About the Bonica HD camera.
Yeah, I hope nobody comments.
This camera makes my lips look amazing.
Well, it magnified. I looked very voluptuous.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Voluptuous, too. But no, but but they looked amazing. They did.
I've got a plank in my pants.
What? All right, Kevin is on the line. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA.
Who wants to walk the plank?
I don't know if he wants to chime in on these movies. Or he wants to just change direction
Nail
altogether.
Nail that one down. Don't get in near me.
But let's find out. Kevin, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend? Hello, Kevin. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Kevin. What up, buddy?
Oh, no. Bill Fields. Everybody has a get-together, and you're not invited.
What? What are you saying? What do you mean we're not invited?
Well, you're having a reunion.
Yes, we are. It's kind of like a little homecoming, Abby homecoming show.
But you're here in spirit, Kevin.
Right. Just like Bill.
Just like Bill.
We have a picture of you up in the studio, unlike Bill. So it's like you're really here.
Is that where the darts go?
No. They have a picture of you up in the new facility here in the women's restroom.
Yes, it says for a good time call.
You're right. Kevin.
Or
in
must
Michigan.
Stay within 200 feet, I think is what it says.
Well, Kevin, how are you doing, buddy? I know you're up there in the Great White North trying to stay warm, I'm guessing, right?
Well, actually we're having a heat wave. It's up in the 60s.
Really? Oh, well, there you go.
Where's your global warming now, Moses?
Very good. All right, well, good. You're going to go on a dive trip with us this year, Kevin. I know Angela and Jen especially are anxious to go, and Single Scott. We're going to get the whole crew out there on a boat again. You going to join us or what?
I'm looking forward to it. At the very least, I'm going to be down at Ocean Fest.
Well, there you go. That'll happen in April, and we'll look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
Yeah, I heard there's a reunion thing going on, and I'm like, oh, well, the gang's almost all here.
Yeah, well, you're here in spirit. We feel it. Thank you so much. Kevin from Michigan, he was on our Turks and Caicos boat. Let's move on to, I think this is one of our chat room guys, Crockett from the Scuba Radio chat room. You're on Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend? How you doing?
Doing good, Greg.
All right, you got a movie suggestion for us?
I got a movie and a TV one. I don't know if it qualifies, but I'll throw it in there.
All right, are these ones that are you guys been suggesting in there in the chat room? Because I haven't glanced over and taken a look lately. Okay, what is it?
Yeah, they are. One's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000. Okay, we had a big debate here at the commercial break whether it was 20,000 or 10,000.
Yeah, because no one would look up Jules Verne, like I said.
Oh. Yeah, it's 20,000, I can guarantee it.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, and
course.
The other one's from Mycroft, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Yes, I remember that vaguely. That's an oldie, but a goodie, I believe.
That's a 60s show.
Yeah. Anything from this century or this?
No, I don't think so. Not anything that I can remember. There was one called The Cave.
And Sharon Stone was in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, The Cave. So, let's see, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. How do you spell Voyage?
V-O-Y-A-G-E.
That's what I thought. To the Bottom of the Sea. And see, I'm typing these into the Scuba Radio chat room. So
Single
can...
Scott saying directly on topic has just suggested The Incredible Voyage. Which is not exactly scuba diving per se.
Oh, wait.
Fantastic Voyage.
Eh, whatever.
Oh, the Fantastic?
Where they actually dive in someone's body.
Oh, okay.
They sink that little submarine, and they inject it into that person, and then they go diving.
That's
with
like
Raquel Welch.
I see
Welch.
Every day, basically.
All right, here's a great one.
The Little Man in the Boat.
I got one for you. How about this? How about The Incredible Mr. Limpet?
Oh, I was surprised you haven't come up with that earlier.
What are you trying to say?
You're a huge Don Knotts fan, aren't you?
Oh, okay. I thought you were making some other reference. Like, you know.
Huh?
Credible?
What?
Credible Mr. Limpet. Do you recognize that one,
yes,
Angela?
I do.
You
and
know
I would
the Incredible Mr. Limpet?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I would also like to suggest another movie, Full Grown Men, which me, Angela, and Abby starred in. We were the starring roles, really.
You were the title roles in a movie called Full Grown Men?
Yes.
You're both about 4 feet, 8 inches tall. You're neither full grown nor men.
We realized the irony. Actually, our moment was amazing, but if you blinked or dropped something off of your, like spilled your popcorn, you would have missed us.
What is that? What film?
Full Grown Men. It's kind of an independent film.
Oh, okay. So does it make the list? Doesn't it have to have a national release to
it was released nationally.
It
just
was.
Nobody watched it.
Just nobody watched. So it's called Full Grown Men.
We were the
men.
Only two in the theater.
And there's actually. Diving? There's diving in this?
Yes, and actually there's a couple big stars. The Judah Friedlander is in it. Alan
Judah
Cummings.
Who?
He's the guy on 30 Rock. You guys got to get out more often. Quit watching these old films.
I found it. It's a comedy.
It's a comedy,
yes,
really?
Comedy.
Is this the plot? A man stuck in the reveries of his youth.
Yes.
Tracks
also,
down the boyhood friend he once tormented.
The what?
Debbie Harry's in it, too.
So
Blondie.
What diving element is there?
Angela and myself.
Oh, because you guys are swimming
diving
around?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
Because.
Just because for the heck of it?
Maybe you should rent the movie. Greg, we're in a movie,
man.
All right?
It's
move
on the
on.
List. I got to listen to the lady.
We regret ever bringing it up.
They
did really pick
the list here. It's on the Scuba Radio Forum, and it's building. Feel free to join in.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Movies with a diving element in them. That's the list we're compiling to close out 2008. You know, something for you to go over to the local movie rental operation or your pay-per-view thing and give you something to pass the time when you're sitting alone there on New Year's Eve and not trying to cheer yourself up. You can grab
that's nice. And you know, if you're at a hotel and they've got Bikini Pirates available for you on the
pay-per-view
at the hotel room.
Good point.
There you go. You just tell them it's research for your weekly dive.
You're looking for ideas on where to you know, take your next dive adventure.
Exactly.
So that's the list that we have. It has that on it, as well as Fool's Gold, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, The Cave, The Fantastic Voyage. Here's one, Along Came Polly. Now, I don't know if there's actually diving in the movie, but they talk about diving.
Well, right, because
when Jennifer Aniston
wants to go diving.
French guy.
Yeah.
The dive instructor.
Yes.
Wait.
Doesn't really fall for him, no.
Abby is shaking her head like, no.
You haven't seen the movie, obviously.
No, you've got the movie. It's not Jennifer Aniston who wants to go diving. It's Deborah Messing.
Oh, Deborah Messing. That's right.
They get
right.
married, and then he finds Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But it's Deborah Messing that falls for the dive instructor.
Are you for scuba?
Exactly. All right, well, thank you for that
I just want to
clarification. Now, here's one you guys didn't think about. I'll throw this one out. Think of Disney. What Disney film would be a pro? Yes, Finding Nemo.
Okay, Nemo. Everybody knows Nemo.
Hold on. Wait a second. That's not about diving.
I didn't say it as about. It just has a diving
element.
There's
divers. He doesn't. They're fish. Fish by a diver.
He's got a big butt.
What, the diver in Finding Nemo?
Will you touch the butt?
It's more of a surfing movie. Like the turtles kind of surf the current.
Well, yeah, but there's a diver in it that actually catches Nemo, remember?
Yeah, you barely see him for like 0.6 seconds.
Okay,
what are you talking about? He's the dentist throughout the entire movie. Who has
you never
scenes?
See him until the end.
Okay, we weren't supposed to be critics of the film, just suggest ones to add to the list, gang. So so stay with me here.
Are we going TV or are we sticking with films?
No, we're staying with films.
I got one. Waterworld, whenever.
Waterworld, of
they
course.
They take her down in the diving bell. That counts, right?
Yeah. I'm going to add that to the list. Waterworld. Kevin Costner.
All right.
Any other Kevin and Costner? The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard has diving in it?
No. I was going to.
How about The Guardian?
I was just testing you. Yeah, The Guardian. That's the one.
Why not?
That was a Coast Guard.
Guardian.
That was more of a rescue snorkeling, but close enough, huh?
Much closer than Nemo.
You're way
no,
closer.
It's not.
Yes, it
you're, well, at least
Nemo
you're dealing with
fish.
Human.
Yeah, you're way off base, Greg.
No, you got. Hey, look, I'm calling rank here, or
we believe you are rank. We agree. we have reached an accord.
We're going to add both of them. We're not ranking these as far as we're just creating a big list. So you go to your Blockbuster or whatever and pick out a couple and pass the time.
All right.
And keep that whole diving thing kind of top of mind.
What about that IMAX movie?
Which one?
Was it Deep Sea?
Deep Sea. Well, there's a bunch of IMAX
There's a bunch
films.
Of IMAX films yeah. that are underwater, and they're pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's, I don't know if you can rent those. But
You can if you have an IMAX theater at your house.
Well, that's true.
And they make DVDs of them. They're just not quite as cool.
Would you believe I do?
You have an IMAX theater at your house?
Well, he makes the big bucks. Absolutely.
Yeah, he actually lives at the
Aquatic?
Science Center.
We forgot about that
the Life Aquatic.
The Life Aquatic.
With Steve Zissou.
Zissou.
Yeah, Steve Zissou.
Steve
the
Zissou.
Life Aquatic.
Right. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
Owen Wilson.
I didn't really like the film overall.
I'd like to vote. Can I
like
vote?
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Who's being critical now, Greg?
Yeah. Well, I'm the host. I'm allowed to do that.
Changing the rules every other second.
Can I ban a movie from the list?
Ban one?
And you guys would probably agree with me. Open Water.
Yes.
Open Water.
Those are both lame.
Veto.
Yes. Exactly. We'll take that one off. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. There's that scene of the girl when they get in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's in the boat, though, isn't it?
No.
No, that's in a hotel room.
I thought it was the cabin in the boat. All right.
Full frontal.
Yeah, I thought it was the very beginning of the first movie.
I'm pulling rank again and adding Open Water back to the list.
I'm full of ideas today. How about The Firm with Tom Cruise? They go diving.
Oh, yes.
They go diving.
No,
yeah.
And the Caymans.
Yeah,
in the Caymans.
That's right, Caymans.
The Barefoot Man is in that movie.
And if I may say, Jen, I agree with you. I believe you are full of it. So that's another accord that we have reached.
Yes, but that was a great suggestion. The Firm. Thank you, Jen. All right, if you have one, 888-88-SCUBA, feel free to chime in. This list is getting pretty long. They're in the Scuba Radio forum. Check it out. More coming up.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. It's the end of 2008. And we are compiling a list of the best and worst movies with diving elements in them.
We're composing a list of movies that have some vague reference to diving.
Right.
And I believe only one of those was made in 2008. Am I correct in saying that?
We're making the list in 2008.
Yeah.
So it's movies that were made before 2008. That's how we will label this next year when we review it.
All right. How did we overlook this one? Guys, you guys are, I mean, this is the point in the show where I have to lecture my crew. You guys are supposed to provide the backbone of this broadcast, and not one of you have suggested probably the most important film for divers in the last 30 years, because it's been out 30 years now. What film am I talking about?
I got to think about it for a minute.
Come on.
Jaws.
Which one? Jaws, exactly. Come on.
No.
I thought about that.
Oh, sure.
But that's more. That's more.
Wait, hold on.
It's not about diving, though.
There's only one dive scene, and that's Richard Dreyfuss in the shark cage. You're going in the water.
Totally counts.
You're going in the cage. Cage in the water. Our shark's in the water. Our shark.
Yeah.
Then we start singing.
That was great, Bill.
That's good. I got chills.
Was that your monologue? Are you auditioning for something?
No. How's it feel now, Bill?
How did it come back on me? What happened here?
About damn time you took some of the heat as opposed to me.
Ah.
All right, so yeah, Jaws has to be added to the list. And, you know, if we want to throw in Jaws 2 and 3 and, 18. I don't know, 14, yeah, whatever. We can throw them all in. Why not? All the Jaws themed movies. And I guess if we want to throw more shark films in there, there's... Well, we already mentioned Shark Water, but what's that other one? It was like the couple of years ago, 3 years with LL Cool J.
That was Deep Blue Water.
Deep Blue Sea.
No, it wasn't.
Was that the one about the robot shark?
Yes.
That's the one with my hat's like a shark's fin.
That's Red Water or something. Red something.
No, that's Deep Blue Sea.
Well, let me just say LL
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Pescado Diabolico, the evil god of sharks.
Sharks?
Yep. The story goes that one night when the sea winds moan, old Shark Face will walk upon the land, and all his man-eaters will leave the briny deep and follow him, driving all of us humans back into the sea.
My head is like a shark fin.
Cool J, go.
Here he is. Man-made terror, 100 jaws of death.
Go!
Cut across my depths, I'll pause the breath. I call to you, sink down 40,000 leagues. Bleeding to death with no arms or short sleeves. My world's deep blue, killers gotta eat too. Looking for human flesh to rip my teeth through. Other fish in the sea, but barracudas ain't equal to a half-human predator created by a needle.
Yes, that was LL Cool J's break, big break in the movie business.
Yeah.
I think he's back to rapping. Isn't he?
Yeah, this played during the credits. Hey, a quick question: how come robot sharks have to eat? I'm just throwing that out there. Why does a robot shark have to eat?
Because they're iron deficient.
Oh! I didn't really even get that, but I'll go with it.
All right.
I would like to.
Yes, Angela has a suggestion.
Yes.
For our list,
which actually involves diving.
Yeah,
kind of got off.
That would be a first for the show.
Splash,
which is, of course,
my
mermaids.
All-time favorite, of course.
All right, yeah, we should add that. I forgot to add
Can
that.
Can I just say
earlier.
In general, this whole list is gone.
What it is? Oh. Where is gone? Where, Abby?
Down the toilet.
Oh boy!
That sound effect pickup.
Is that your new iPhone?
It's my new iPhone,
Christmas?
And I have a soundboard, multiple soundboards on my phone. And
obviously, you haven't heard, figured out how to use it yet.
Well, my timing is clearly off, so it kind of ruined my whole joke. So I'm just going to step away and collect my thoughts and come back.
If
again
the
with
timing,
another sound.
If the timing was better, I'd almost laugh. Maybe. No, that was good. That was funny stuff. Sure.
Wait a minute. Let me transport myself somewhere else.
Oh, you're gonna. Well, we're going to start playing Steve Miller songs now. What's going on with that? All right. All right. What?
I'd like you to call me Maurice from now on. Go on.
Yes.
Wow.
Or the Gangster of Love.
How about the Joker? All right. Go ahead.
What about?
CJ.
I'm going to go old school on you here.
Yeah.
Real old school.
That'd be the first time.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, is that a movie or a TV show?
That was
show?
A movie.
That was Creature of the Black Lagoon. Was there diving in that?
Yeah, the creature had to dive in the lake, in the lagoon.
It was a creature,
though.
In
a big, full rubber suit.
Okay. I
mean, the actor had to dive, but the character didn't.
I saw bubbles, damn it. I saw bubbles.
You may have seen bubbles in Bikini Pirates, because she had a prominent role. Couple of them, actually.
Hey, you know, I made a mistake earlier, which would be the first time in the entire year
that he's acknowledged the mistake.
Thank you. I had said that Sharon Stone was from The Cave, and I've been promptly corrected. It is not? She's not in The Cave. She was in Sphere.
Oh, Sphere.
Which is practically
Sphere.
The same thing.
Sphere.
Yes. They both pretty much sucked, but Sharon Stone, I believe, was only in one of them.
No,
she wasn't in the cave.
That's how
only
she got the job.
Oh, yeah. All right, but we'll add both of them to the list. So Sphere was the movie that was with Sharon Stone. All right, so Jen, did you have one? What were you saying? I thought you said you were shouting.
I lost my train of thought after Bill took that to a crazy place.
Yeah, okay. That wouldn't be the first time. We all would do that now and then. All right, let's see. Who is this? Doug is dialed up from Toledo. Welcome to Scuba Radio, my friend. You got a movie suggestion?
Yeah, actually, two.
Okay, hit us.
First one is old school. Remember The Deep?
Well, of course, The Deep, but old school. You got to think about that one.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is.
It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this spot is the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy. And...
oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are compiling a list of movies that have a diving element in them. Doug is on the line from Toledo. He suggested The Deep. I think we had that at the beginning of the show, but Doug, fair enough. You had a second suggestion as well, didn't you? What was that movie, Doug, that you...
Well, I think it was Jaws 2, where the son grew up to be a diver studying sharks.
Yep, that sounds right.
And then, remember the old Tarzan movies? He always dove under the water.
Yeah, okay, so Tarzan, we'll throw that one in. So Tarzan, Jaws, and The Deep.
Yeah.
All right, good one. We'll add those to the list. I think that's fair enough. Throw them in there with Thunderball, The Deep. Another Bond, you know, you gotta include pretty much all the Bond films, because a lot of them have underwater scenes in them, some kind of fight scene, like For Your Eyes Only has underwater fight scene, I remember. And then, of course, CJ mentioned all those IMAX films, like Coral Reef Adventure, Dolphins is a great one that you can get on DVD, Journey into Amazing Caves, The Living Sea, the Blue Planet series, but that's TV. But there's a bunch on IMAX like that, as far as into the documentary category.
And you know that the people that filmed them were divers, so I guess that's close enough for you.
No, I'm not adding those to the list.
Do you have Tarzan on the list? Because, I mean, I hate to throw something out there, but I mean,
yeah.
They swam through the water. They, like, dove into the water and then swam. That's not diving.
Well...
yeah, what about your submarine boy over there? Okay, that's swimming and diving down.
But he was wet.
He was wet. And they did Tarzan. They did that at Silver Springs here in our backyard. So maybe
Jane
a little
was wet in that movie.
Local, little local flavor.
Oh, and I actually think that I know Buster Crabbe was an Olympic swimmer, and Weissmuller may have been.
You busted a what?
A crab.
Buster Crabbe, who played Tarzan.
Okay, I don't even.
You
know
You people
who
are
that
children.
Is.
Every single one of you a child.
By the way, Bill's older than I.
Well, it's evident. It's evident.
Yes, right there, Buster Crabbe, Buster Keaton. You know, those guys used to hang.
Buster all the Keaton.
Buster Rhymes.
Buster Hyman.
Okay. So, I don't know. Have we covered this list?
Do we
have covered all the dive themed movies or dive elements?
Every movie where anybody got wet at any point, except for Singing in the Rain. We might as well include it.
Wait, we have one more.
Yeah.
If you want to count the scene where Captain Ron straps a cinder block to the kid's leg and throws him overboard to set the anchor, counts as diving, Captain Ron?
I mean, Captain Ron is a classic. Classic. You have to have Captain Ron. It's pretty much a must-have in every liveaboard.
Let's include
vessel.
Overboard then. It's Kurt Russell.
Do they ever jump in the water, though? Really?
Ron,
she's overboard. The name of the movie is Overboard!
No, but did they ever film her underwater?
Yes.
Are you
yes,
sure?
Yes. They film her going into the water from under the water. The cameraman was in the water at least.
Mm-hmm.
He was wet.
How about, let's see, the beach?
The beach.
And
Horrible movie.
Blue Lagoon. Come okay, on, we'll right? Doesn't that count? The beach and Blue Lagoon?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's a cartoon. It was not a movie.
How about the Tampa Bay Rays?
What? That's
Rays
for another show.
Rays no longer exist. They're gone.
Diving-themed sports teams. That's
The Rays.
The Dolphins.
Yeah. That could be a whole nother show.
San Diego Sharks.
No, San Jose.
Jose, that's right.
San Jose.
Well, also, Greg, and when we went to Miami for
Mighty
the tech seminar, we got to meet some of the people who did the filming for the underwater
Terrapins.
Movies. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Which ones were they, though?
The one with Jessica Alba.
Mariners.
Into the Blue, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He showed how they filmed all that. And
Yep.
Very interesting.
Yep. It was, indeed.
I enjoyed that, yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, once again, we need more. Maybe we don't have enough. Maybe that's what we have discovered here on the show here at the end of 2008. We've realized that there are not enough movies that have a diving element in them.
Here's what you need to do, Greg.
Let's make one.
Let's make a film.
We've already made plenty of films.
Oh, yes, we have.
But are there any that we can actually release?
$24.95. Subscribe for your monthly downloads, and those films can be yours.
Now,
list $24.95 seems a little cheap, okay?
And so do the videos.
And so are the stars. No. Now, but by the way, the list that we have compiled is in the Scuba Radio forum, and if you have some movies in there that we have overlooked, feel free to add them at your leisure.
He put Bikini Pirates on there.
It's a film.
It's totally legit.
Found it online. I mean, it's rated M for mature, right? Or MA?
It's not a video game, Greg.
Oh. But there is a video game to that film.
Maybe we should have a contest for a script for a movie about scuba diving.
Ooh. Good idea.
And
then we could film it and I'll retire.
I think the next show people should call in with their movie ideas. Pitch you a movie premise. Scuba Radio Make It.
That's a great idea.
Did you say Scuba Radio Naked?
Make It. No, Make
It. Oh, Make It. Oh,
no, God forbid the ratings would be horrible.
Who's doing the casting? That's what I want to know. Oh, Single Scott, apparently.
Sit down on my couch, lady.
New Year's Eve at Single Scott's. This is the name of the film. You write the script.
Cast.
Straight to DVD.
New Year's Eve at Single Scott's.
Yeah, I don't know.
The pool's hot.
This sounds like a job for CJ. He could do the trailer for us. You think? Because he does. He works in the radio world.
I like that. We could do that.
Yeah, like we could create our own film. Actually, maybe we just make a movie trailer.
One man.
We don't have a script. Exactly.
Eight mermaids.
Angelo. No. But maybe that's it. Maybe we don't really need the film. We don't need a script. All we need is an idea and a movie trailer.
In a world where everything is wet.
I like it.
Wow,
I like it.
That's hard.
Yes, it might be.
Thanks.
But it could make us millions. I mean, you know, look, they're already, they're doing like Indiana Jones 4 and 5 and stuff. Why not? Maybe we need to come up with an original idea that Hollywood can go with. And then we can make millions and retire.
I think it's Aqua Girls.
See, there's your motivation. You help us out, we get a great idea, we retire, and we won't abuse you week after week.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Yeah.
gotta get down, get down. Gotta get down, get down. Gotta get down.
All right, here we are, the last segment of 2008. It's our last broadcast of the year. I know what you were thinking.
Thank God. Look,
we got a pretty substantial list. Some late additions to it, gang. We forgot at least one very big one. But here's a couple other. They're not so obvious. One, we mentioned Ghost Diver. We were talking about, I think, Pirates of the Caribbean. But there evidently is a film called Ghost Diver from it's a classic thriller from 1957. So we'll add that to the list.
Surprising.
You haven't seen it. But I'm sure it's available on DVD someplace.
Scott, what was 1957 like?
I was four.
Thank you.
Well, I wasn't born for another 6 years.
All right,
so how about that in your pipe and smoke it.
It was another, what, 50
for us? Yeah. All right, let's get back on track, and we don't have to talk about how old everyone is. How about this? Star Trek, The Voyage Home. Is that the one with
the whales?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That'll count. And here, I mentioned earlier about, what about the classic Disney film? You guys all said Finding Nemo.
Little Mermaid.
Yes! The
Little Mermaid is not diving, though, because they're merfolk. They live underwater.
But they swim around in the ocean. And
what do you call what we do? Come on, don't discredit us.
Exactly.
I think maybe we need to explain the concept of scuba diving, because, you know...
Abby, you're talking to a guy who was fixated on goats last week.
Well, see, we have Scuba Radio Mermaid, so why not the Little Mermaid? How do you think that all evolved over time? You guys,
that's how we got here.
Exactly. You started as cartoon characters and figments of our imagination, and here you've transformed.
Blossomed into lovely mermaids.
Exactly.
Yes, that's how it works out.
Exactly. It's all about...
It all starts from a tiny pearl.
Is that... Really? No, I just thought it was visualization.
I'm not really sure evolution begins with cartoons.
Well, you know, here on our show it does. Mm-hmm. Abby Shirley. You know, you've graduated onto bigger and better things there at Divers Alert Network. But we miss you, Abby. It's really been a pleasure to have you back here for our last broadcast of 2008.
You know, coming here to the studio really puts things in perspective. And I remember why I left.
Exactly. Nothing like bringing you back home to... make you realize why you left in the first place, right? It just makes it all that much sweeter back up there in North Carolina, doesn't it?
Indeed, indeed. But, you know, it has been fun. It's been nice to come down here, catch a little sun, hang out with all of you guys, make me feel really good about myself. So it's been a, a worthwhile trip.
Where are our damn hats?
All right, well, that'll do it for 2008. We will continue our broadcast every week, we promise. We'll stick around for at least another year. Till then, remember, it's always better. Abby?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.